In Wisconsin, the past few years, opioid abuse has risen. So have the state's attempts to curb it. In 2013, the state attorney general launched a public service campaign.
I did. I chose heroin over my own family. I put heroin on a pedestal and everything else on the back burner.
2 years later, the office offered another.
Hey, Brittany.
This one targeted prescription painkillers.
Does anybody know how many pills she took?
I don't know. Should we call 911?
And late last year, Governor Walker's task force on opioid abuse took shape. One of its meetings was in Weston in northern Wisconsin, where this father testified about losing his daughter to an overdose.
I sure hope somebody can come up with some good ideas to make things better for people that are struggling and are addicted to drugs.
With such efforts underway, why did the city of Milwaukee and the county feel the need to team up? There are several motivating factors, according to Hector Colon, head of the County Department on Health and Human Services. One of them, the governor's task force, doesn't include anyone from this part of the state.
We all here in the city of Milwaukee feel that that was unfortunate and kind of do not understand why we weren't invited to be at the table. It's one of the reasons why we are developing our own task force here locally.
Colon says another reason for the city-county collaboration is so they can coordinate instead of duplicate efforts. And he says the two governments can jointly apply for state and federal grants, creating a more powerful voice for how they'd spend the money.
There's two things that really need to happen with those resources, in my opinion. One is we need a robust public health campaign that will really drive towards more prevention and awareness with regards to this issue. And then you need money for intervention.
Experts on drug treatment would provide guidance. They also serve on the new city-county panel. So does the county coroner, whose son died of an overdose. Alderman Michael Murphy is another task force member. He helped highlight the opioid problem a few years ago by organizing a summit on the subject and explaining why the community should pay attention.
We now see more people dying in this country of opiate-related and heroin deaths in automobile accidents, and too many of them are our children. When you look at these trends, God help us if we don't make a difference.
Murphy says since the summit, there's been some progress. For instance, society is beginning to recognize that people with addictions need treatment, not prison. Yet Murphy says overdose deaths have actually gone up in the last few years and can be considered a true public health epidemic. He says someone in Milwaukee County dies almost every day of an overdose. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.